Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. This is a special episode, one where I'll be sharing what I'm going to call a better way to wellness. It doesn't come with a price tag, a deadline, or a false promise either. Instead, it actually comes through the Word of God, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and one small act of obedience at a time. Everywhere we look, someone's got a new fix. There's a flashy ad for the latest diet, a celebrity endorsement for a supplement, an influencer promoting their workout plan, or a perimenopause solution. It's endless. It's everywhere. It seems like everyone's got a secret, and it always comes with a price tag. But my question is, if all these solutions actually worked and worked on their own and for everyone, why are there so many different versions of them? Why does each one promise the ultimate breakthrough, yet they leave us overweight, exhausted, living in that constant hot flash, burned out, frustrated, or even feeling like we're still not enough? You see, that's the question I had to face not too long ago. I was so tired of feeling like my body was broken, tired of jumping from one trend to the next, tired of trying to follow what everyone thought was best for me. Tired of chasing quick fixes out of desperation, comparison, shame, and even hope. And as I sat there one night, scrolling through my social media feed, I hovered over Add to Cart one more time, a desperate plea to try to get some relief. And then I felt the Holy Spirit nudge and say, "Stop. Don't buy into this." I froze, closed the browser, and sat there. And then I asked, "Okay, so now what?" I wish I could say the answer came instantly, but you know it didn't. I also didn't give up. I actually found myself in conversations with friends, and I realized I wasn't alone. This was happening to other people. Other people were feeling the exact same way that I was. So I did the slow and steady shift. What followed wasn't flashy. It wasn't instant, but sister, it was holy. I said yes to obedience, one small step at a time. I first met a friend at her gym. One workout became two. I started walking again, around the block with the dog, on the treadmill, just finding any time I could get to fit a walk in. I began listening to the Bible during those walks and workouts, and something shifted. You see, I'm usually the person who watches every second on the clock during a workout, or focuses on each quarter mile until I can just be done. Working out has never been something I loved, but I also don't dread it either. I've actually always just kind of seen it as more of an obligation. But with this new approach, I felt something changing in me. Instead of counting calories and minutes, I found myself counting the promises of God, wanting to listen to one more chapter in the Bible before I got off the treadmill. So what does Scripture actually say about all this, and how does it fit in? I think it's good to start in Romans, a book packed with truth about living a life set apart. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." You see, the pressure to conform, to fit in, to look like everyone else, to have what others have, it's not new. Social media didn't invent it. It's been a struggle for generations. And Paul's words remind us how vital it is to renew our minds daily. In 1 Timothy, Paul also gives us guidance, not just for leaders, but for all believers. In 1 Timothy 4:8, he says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things." So, friend, let me be clear. I'm not saying we should eat whatever we want, boycott the gym, or throw our hands up and say it is what it is. And trust me, I've done all of those. But what I think that Paul is trying to help us see here is that there's a balance. You see, scripture teaches us that our body does matter, but it's not the main thing. And we're reminded over and over that the mind is what we are to take captive, that the heart is what we are to guard, that the word is something we're supposed to stay anchored in, and yes, that our body is a temple. You see, we don't ignore our physical health, but we don't worship it either. The balance Paul is speaking about isn't perfection, it's alignment. Mind, body, and spirit, surrendered and stewarded for God's glory. You see, a mind saturated in truth will eventually reshape how we live and how we see ourselves. So, how do we make a real transformation? What I'm sharing today is not a diet plan or even a magical supplement. It's not a 10-step method, and it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. But here's what I can tell you it is. It's a gentle reminder that you were uniquely and wonderfully made. It is a holy invitation to stop chasing hype and start trusting the Holy Spirit. And it is a better way to wellness that begins with the Word of God. I ask, can you declare this truth over your life? I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, as Psalms 139:14 tells us. And then also remember, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. Sister, the biggest transformation I've experienced lately hasn't been on the scale. It's been in my spirit, and I want that for you too. You see, I'm learning to persevere instead of panic, to listen to God's voice above the world's noise, and to trust that the Word of God is the only true guarantee, and to live in the promise that I am made in the image of God. And I want you to hold on to these promises this week. In Matthew 24:13, we're told, "But the one who endures to the end will be saved." And in Psalms 119:105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And then in Isaiah 40:29, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." So if you're tired of the hype, the hustle, the pressure, this is your invitation. Get in the word. Get moving. Let the Spirit lead. Hang in there, friend. Keep showing up. Keep putting in the work, one faithful step at a time. Even just 30 minutes a day walking and listening to scripture can reshape not only your wellness, but your worship. My pastor actually calls this word walking, and I love it. This won't be quick. It won't be easy. People may still judge, but you will be equipped to persevere, to resist, and to overcome. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Let's stop chasing hype and start trusting the Holy Spirit. So as we close today, I want to thank you for joining me on this special episode of Scripture Adventures. I encourage you this week to get into the Word and get moving. Let God meet you right where you are. And don't forget to share this with a friend who might need a gentle nudge to step away from quick fixes and lean into lasting transformation. Until next time, keep walking in the truth and living loved.